This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Good evening. This is Rocio calling in from Tucson, Arizona. I am a proud EPP, and I did write in a while ago about my friend Michael, who passed away, and nobody had told me he had passed away, but he came and told me he passed, and then I made a video in honor of him and posted it on Facebook, and sure enough, the confirmation came hours later at nighttime when his girlfriend posted that he died, but I already knew. Anyways, as I've stated before in my story, I come from a Mexican household where we encountered a lot of paranormal activity, and it's nothing new for me. My mom and dad are members of the Catholic Church. They are prayer ministers and Eucharistic ministers, and they have always taught us how to deal with demonic forces, demonic attack, the Saint Benedict prayers and medallion, all of that. So there's been a lot of encounters. I don't know, maybe when you are open and spiritual, doesn't matter what religion or where you come from, if you are a spiritual person, if you're open to the spirit world, you are gonna get good and bad, you know. So my story is about a dream I had back in 2013. I was going through my divorce, and I was very confused and anxious because I felt guilty, not only because of what they teach you in church, you know, that once you're married, you're not supposed to get, you know, divorced, but also because in my family, nobody has ever gotten divorced. You know, I was the first one who was going through it. And having that type of mentality was really screwing with my mind, you know, at that point. I had a dream one night when I was going through my divorce. I went into this house I have never been to in my life. But I can tell you exactly the layout. I can till this day, I can draw it to you, you know, I can draw it for you, tell you where everything was. So anyway, I go into the kitchen, and there's my grandmother, and my grandmother and father have been, you know, both gone for years now, more than 14 years. And when I go in there, I see my grandmother in the kitchen, and I'm like, whoa, like, you're dead, but hey, give me a hug. I want to say hi to you. I haven't seen you in forever. It's been a minute. And I was so happy to see her. And all of a sudden, I see my grandfather, you know, my nana and my tata. My tata comes out from the back somewhere. And I'm like, oh, my God, my grandfather, he's dead too. But hey, give me a hug, you know. So I give them both a hug. And the way the dream, it's so strange because the way I describe this is almost like a silent film where I couldn't hear sound, but I could see what was happening, you know. So I can see me venting to my grandfather and my grandmother, telling them, you know, this is what I'm going through. When I talk, usually I'm very animated. I use my hands. You can see my facial expression. So you know, you know what I'm saying. I'm a very passionate person. So I can tell that I'm venting to them and I'm telling them, you know, my struggle. And, you know, you could, you know, my grandfather was just shaking his head. No, like, no. My grandmother, you know, also, you know, taking it in. And then it was their turn to talk. And I can see that they also shared some wisdom with me. They shared, you know, some advice with me. I just couldn't hear it, but I could see that they told me some stuff. Then when the conversation was done, we all got up and we went to the back in the backyard. There was like a almost like a little shed with all of this clutter and broken junk, and it was trash. So I started helping them, you know, remove all of this broken crap and throwing it in the trash. So then I woke up in the morning. The first thing I did is call my mom, because it was my mom's mother who I saw in the dream, her mom and dad. So I'm like, "Mom, I had a dream of Nana and Tata." And I explained it to her. I described the house, the layout of the house, everything. And she was like, "Whoa, hey, that house you are describing, you have never seen before. It's impossible for you to even know it, because that is the house where I grew up in, you know, so that this was the house where my mom grew up as a little girl in Mexico. And of course, I have never been to that house." So I asked her, you know, like, "Okay, well, what does the dream mean to you?" And she's like, "You know, in this family, there has been like a chain of marriages with alcoholics in it. You know, we have been, you know, struggling with that. You know, my grandmother and my grandfather, they had a bad marriage because of the alcoholism. Then my mom married my dad, and then they had those struggles when they were younger. They're still together to this day, but by the grace of God, you know. Then I married an alcoholic, and that's the reason why I was getting divorced. But I was having so many, you know, second thoughts, and am I disappointing God? Am I disappointing my family?" And what my mom said was, it's like your grandmother and your grandfather were telling you, "Hey, clear out clutter, you know, get rid of what no longer works. It's okay. You know, it's all right. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress about it. You know, we're here to back you on this." And honestly, that dream was kind of like God telling me, "Hey, it's all right. You know, you're not disappointing me." You know, I had peace in my heart after that, and I was able to go through with it. You know, it was hard, but I always felt my loved ones surrounding me with prayer and love and helping me get through it. And I'm extremely grateful, because I know that even though our loved ones are no longer here physically, they are with us in some way, shape, or form, you know, spiritually. I know this because every time I am going through something, some sort of struggle, I could smell my grandmother. I could smell her scent, and I know it's her coming to comfort me and, you know, tell me, "Hey, it's okay. You know, you're gonna be okay." And that's really something that I am so grateful for, to have that, you know, along with the faith that my parents have given me, you know, the strong faith in God. And, you know, like them teaching me, "Hey, don't play with the Ouija board, because this is what happened. This is what we saw today," you know, and their ministry, "This is what happens when you do this." You know, they have assisted in exorcisms too. So they told us the stories of what happens when you play with the Ouija board. And
if you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.